Steve Reifenstuhl is the fleet manager at Silver Bay Seafoods, a processor in Sitka owned by a consortium of seiners. He's also the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Herring Conservation Alliance, the trade group formed by commercial herring stakeholders. Reifenstuhl is confident in the science behind the biomass estimate and is upbeat about the 2010 fishery.
It's great news because the biomass is increasing, and that's good for the resource. That's good for everyone. It's good for the predators that feed on them, from small fish all the way up to humans. So I don't see how anyone couldn't think it was great news.
Yeah, we're kind of appalled, but we're not surprised anymore.
Michael Baines is the vice chair of the Sitka Tribal Council and a past chairman and current member of the tribe's herring committee. The tribe met its goals for the subsistence harvest of herring roe on branches last year, but it wasn't easy and hasn't been for at least three of the last 5 years. The tribe hopes for around 200,000 pounds of product, a historic subsistence food and traditional trade commodity.
Seems like everybody did pretty well getting their herring eggs, but there was only one spot kind of on Middle Island, I think, where most people got all their, or just about all their herring eggs. And in the past, there's been miles and miles of places where we get our herring eggs. And this year, fortunately, there was one spot where there was a good spawn for 3 or 4 days.
The miles of spawn is one measurement the Department of Fish and Game uses to construct its biomass estimate for the following year. In 2009, ADF&G biologists conducting aerial surveys measured 65 nautical miles of spawn along the shoreline of Sitka and Salisbury Sounds. The Sitka tribe has contested the accuracy of the department's estimates. In the past, they've offered proposals to the State Board of Fish to cap the commercial harvest, to quantify herring mortality from commercial test fishing and deduct it from the quota, and to reserve certain parts of Sitka Sound for subsistence harvests, none of which has passed. Baines says the tribe is now just hoping to avoid disaster.
They could be stressing the herring stocks too hard, and if there's any kind of mistake or something happens out in the ocean where the herring, we don't have enough recruitment, that could be catastrophic.
But for stakeholders in the fishery, the abundance of herring isn't in question. Steve Reifenstuhl says seiners last year observed far more herring than previous years, and ADF&G has now conceded that it under-forecast 2009 returns. The 2010 guideline harvest level is 29% higher than last year. The management plan calls for 5 openings of just under 4,000 tons each. The major question for processors is whether this can be accomplished during the brief window when the herring are at their ripest. Again, Steve Reifenstuhl.
If the spawn starts going off after the first or second openings, then it's going to put more pressure on getting those last openings in maybe a shorter time period. I know it can be done, but we are at the vicissitudes of nature, and we'll have to see what it throws at us.
Another concern for commercial stakeholders is the market. Reifenstuhl believes the market for Sitka Sacro is subject to swings depending on the volume and success of fisheries elsewhere. He's got his eye on fishing to the south.
What are the Canadians going to harvest? Because it would be a similar size, it tend to be similar size in the harvest. And what I've heard is that the Canadian forecast is down a bit, and it wasn't very high last year. And so there's probably enough elasticity in the market to take up the additional 4,000 tons in the Sitka Sacro fishery.
The Sitka tribe, meanwhile, no longer has an official voice within the state management structure of the herring fishery. They received notice earlier this year from the commissioner's office that the Memorandum of Understanding with the Department of Fish and Game, which allowed tribal consultation in herring management, had been withdrawn. Mike Baines says the tribe will look now for support to Sea Alaska, the Tlingit and Haida Central Council, and to a still higher power.
There are federal waters around McNaughty Island and the Federal Subsistence Board and some other people in Washington, D.C. that have authority to to protect the herring that could possibly be coming to those waters, and so that's something we're going to keep an eye on.
The tribe has already introduced one proposal before the Federal Subsistence Board to close the waters around McNatty Island, just south of Sitka's airport, to commercial fishing. The board will consider that proposal when it meets in Sitka in September of next year. The Federal Subsistence Board also plans to accept additional fisheries management proposals at its March meeting in Ketchikan. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.